Do you think that the person, the sex addict, can ever have a normal sex life again?
Yes, I do. I've seen couples restore their sexuality after time, and that they're able to bring all the components of what they enjoyed in ways when they were acting out to their relationship. And I talk about this in Erotic Intelligence, that the distinction I make between that which is pornographic and that which is healthy sex is whether or not there's a relational component to the sexuality. And that means that there's a real heart connection between two people, that they know one another, they've had explicit conversations about sex, they feel relatively safe with one another and ready and willing to make themselves vulnerable and reveal themselves to each other. And within the confines of that kind of solid, good, intimate relationship, then people can have whatever kind of sex they want to have. So that takes a lot of time, and that means people have to sort out all their insecurities and issues and shame about sex before they can go on to build a healthy sexual relationship.